From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Yeah, what's up, Cam?
Morena, how are
Hello,
you guys?
Hello, Cam. Oh, we're doing well. We're pushing on through.
Yeah. On a Friday morning.
How are you?
Good. Oh, we're good. Almost at the weekend, guys.
The sun is shining. It's almost the weekend time, and you brought up records for us.
We brought up some records today. All on the shelves today. New releases. Friday.
This album is so good. It's just so good. First one.
A lot of people might not have it because they might have not been able to get their hands on it for a while.
Yeah. Ooh.
War in a Dub. Oh, War in a Babylon. War in a Dub.
I don't think I've ever seen this on vinyl before for some reason. I just know about it so much and I always hear DJs playing it. But yeah, it does seem as though it's one that's tricky to find.
Yeah. And just reissued. So Max Romeo and the Upsetters. If you're a reggae fan, you'll know this album already very well. It's got so many classics on it. Lee Perry production on here. 1976. It's a reproduction of the Island Records UK original release. It's on 180 gram vinyl. So you're getting the good stuff on here. Yeah, it's a classic. If you're trying to get into reggae as well, this is a good one to start with. I know a lot of people can kind of look at a genre sometimes and not know where to start. This is a good one.
You've got those albums that kind of serve as like a yardstick where you can be like, right, okay,
perfect. Yeah.
I've got the baseline here.
Yeah, this is a great one to start with. You've got Marsha Griffiths doing backing vocals as well, some backing vocals on there.
I love Marsha.
So, yeah, what a team. Max Romeo, the Upsetters, Lee Perry on production. She's doing some backing vocals. There's probably some other sprinkle in there for sure. What a classic record.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Title track.
The song is so good.
War in a Babylon. Max Romeo and the Upsetters.
War in a Babylon. Tribal war in a Babylon. Is it loud there? War in a Babylon. The tribal war in a Babylon. Is it loud there?
This is just a must-have, isn't it?
It's a bit bloody good, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
War in a Babylon, Max Romeo and the Upsetters on the shelves now at Southbound.
This sounds so good on wax as well, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything sounds good on wax, right?
It sure does. That's why we do it.
What's our next track we're going to listen to?
The next one is from an Analog Africa compilation here.
Ooh.
Los Orientales de Paramonga, which is from Peru, Peruvian cumbia. This kind of very energetic music coming out of South America at the time. Just so much fun, so much energy in this music. These guys, it's from 1972 to 1976, this one. These guys were like real forefront of the kind of wave in the early 70s, late 60s. Of cumbia music in South America, and they kind of were traveling all over the place, sometimes playing multiple venues each night, and then they split up, and this kind of covers from the start of their career and kind of into their split when they kind of switched up the rotation a little bit, so you get in a bit of everything on there.
That's
if you're
awesome.
Into this kind of stuff. Guys.
I love this so much.
Peruvian cumbia is so awesome.
So good.
People, I think, well, if there's one thing I've learned from this is how we brew it, it's that cumbia in Peru is like just as big and established as cumbia in Colombia, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And these guys were kind of at the forefront of that. So if you're trying to get into cumbia, then these are your guys right here.
Hard out. And Analog Africa is so good for like just an educational label of like so much cool archival stuff that otherwise can be quite hard to find.
For sure. Very similar to like Luaka Bop. Like you've got like a lot of archival stuff that is usually mastered really well. And here we are.
Here we are.
Incredible. Let's turn this up. You smack that on at a dinner party, everyone's having a good time.
Oh yeah. The sticker, the hype sticker on here says, a wild mix of Peruvian psychedelic cumbia and salsa spiced with wah-wah guitar, pyrotechnics.
does it come with pyrotechnics?
It really does say that. Yeah, if you open the cover, watch out.
And bang!
Authentic Latin rhythms, highly recommended.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Little quote there from DJ Bongo Head.
Shout out DJ Bongo Head for real.
Big ups, DJ Bongo Head.
Big ups.
Last one, what do we got?
The last one we got here is a reissue of Placebo's debut record, Placebo, the 30th anniversary edition. These are much like last week, we brought in the Jonas Policewoman Real Life Evolution. They have kind of revisited this and not re-recorded but remastered all these tracks with like 30 years of experience under their belt now. They wanted to go back and kind of bring it into this era sonically, and they sound really great. So you're getting recreated versions of their tracks, remastered and reworked. Then also some remixes in there as well. A few siren remixes, they've been called.
Wow.
And also a 7-inch with a couple of the singles on it.
Wow.
So this is the deluxe
package.
Edition. This is a full package. If you're a Placebo fan, especially of their first record, their self-titled record, then this is one to get your hands on. We also have it on Indie Exclusive White and just a standard black version as well.
So wonderful.
Come on in, check it out. Placebo fans, calling all Placebo fans, come on in, get
Paige,
your hands.
You've been
on
paid.
These bad
you've
boys.
Been paid, Placebo fans. Hey, what an awesome collection of new releases as per usual. Everyone get out there and support an independent record store this weekend, please.
If there's any time,
I'm begging of you
right now.
Thank you so much, Cam. Thank you, Southbound. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you very much. This is Lady of the Flowers, the recreated version, Placebo.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.